Welcome to the video. We're going to talk about weight loss, motivation. I've got some vegan samosas here. You can see the oil, the grease. If I didn't eat things like this, I would, man, my weight would be like, I've got some ketchup here. This is really good organic Heinz ketchup. I'm 6 foot tall, 183 centimeters. If I didn't eat foods, fatty, protein-rich foods like those vegan samosas, my weight would drop down to probably 59 kilos very, very quickly. Today I'm about 77 kg. But you can see how lean my face is. I got that crackhead look coming in strong, lean face. People are like, how do you have the drive and the motivation to do what you do? Great question. And I would say drive, you know, motivation becomes from desire. When you have desire for something, like let's say you got to go to a pee-pee or poo-poo, all right? You're busting. You're about to piss yourself, about to dung your pants. So your desire is very high. Your hunger is high. Your urge is high. All those things, same. So they drive, motivation, drive, same thing, okay? So when you have the hunger, when you have the why, the how, aka the drive becomes instantly, all right? When the why is strong enough, the how comes instantly. So if someone's like, you know, if I wanted to lose weight, then I wouldn't eat those things I'm about to eat, all right? I would eat some high carbohydrate, low fat foods instead. Now, obviously, people out there, but God, carbs make you fat. The carbs make you fat. Do not eat. A bit skinny over there. And so we're 5 billion lean people on a high-carb, low-fat diet. But my goal was to lose weight, get even lighter, then I wouldn't eat those things, okay? I wouldn't touch anabolic steroids if my goal was to get lighter. Anabolic steroids, all right? Weight gain. If your goal is weight loss, why would you use testosterone or anything like that? Dum diddly dum dums. Oh, but steroids help you shred weight. Help you shred fat. No, they don't. If they did, if steroids burned fat, then why are there all these steroid fake netty dudes on YouTube? All those doing this like calories in, calories out, weighing everything, measuring every little ounce and stuff. You know what I mean? Does it take more steroids if it burns fat? You know, it doesn't. Why do they take thyroid meds? Why do they abuse clenbuterol and stuff like that? You know, your steroids just make you burn fat. Why do they use clenbuterol, you know? I've never used clenbuterol. I think it's the dumbest drug ever. Just do my protocols if you want to get shredded and lean. Get a lean face, do my protocols. Guaranteed. Gonna happen. Not that you need a lean face, all right? Just saying. If that's your goal, though, all right? If that's your drive, then I can help you show you a direction there. So drive comes from desire. Desire comes first. Desire is number one. Desire is number A. Drive is number two, is number B, okay? Letter B. So desire gives birth to drive. Because if you're sitting there like, I remember I used to go to Thailand every year. I still do. But I remember my first time I went there in 2005, and I was just cruising around. I was like, man, this place is unreal. Like, I've got to get this out to the world, but how? So I'd talk about it in forums and stuff. It was before YouTube. And then 2006, I went to Thailand for 3 months. And I was just having such an amazing experience, but I was just like, I was sleeping until 2 p.m. I was watching like Magnum PI on cable TV and fashion TV, and I was just faffing around. I was like, I had zero drive because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I didn't have any goals. You know, I was just like, well, I'm just cruising around eating durian, it's great. But like, you know, there was no YouTube in Thailand at the time, 2006, because it was banned. And so I was just a bit like, you know, I was on some forums. Like, my contribution was very, very low. And so for me, I'm a hugely contribution-driven person. So because my contribution factor was so low, my drive was so low. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. What's the point? I'll go back to Australia, do some more bike racing or whatever. And anyway, I went back to Australia, and I was like, what am I doing back in Australia? This is weird, you know? It's cold here. It's fruit's expensive and shit. What am I doing? But I didn't really have much direction-ish. I was a bit like, yeah, it's just sort of fruitarian phase, you know? And it was a great experience, but it helped me understand you can be in the best situation. I mean, I was in a freaking unreal situation, but I didn't understand how good I had it, all right? I didn't understand how good I had it. Now, fast forward to 2023, and we have these freaking, you got an iPhone, you know, an iPhone 14, one of the best cameras out there. It's crazy. and you have YouTube, you have TikTok, you have Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, Bumble, whatever. Actually, Bumble's a pickup site. You have all these ways to contribute. So if now, if I was back then, I'd be like, man, I'd be overwhelmed with drive because I've got so much avenues to contribute through. So for me, I'm a contribution-based individual, and so I need outlets. So I'm a contribution-based individual, so I need outlets to have that channeled, and so then I feel desire from that. And then the desire comes drive, and I'm like, up at 5 a.m., boom, let's go, let's rock and roll. Like, got up at like 5 a.m. this morning, boom, let's get out there, let's contribute, let's create content. So if you have the desire, your drive comes so quickly, man, instantly, all right? So think about hunger when you're hungry, or when you're horny, or when you're tired, or when you're thirsty, or whatever. These are desires, all right? These are urges, desires, same things, you know? Some of these things are you know, essential to life. Some of them, you know, maybe if you're angry, like, I feel angry, I've got a desire to go and hit someone, then yeah, you're going to get yourself do some shit, stupid shit. But so we want to be in control of our desires and channel them into positive drive, okay? Positive drive. And have gratitude for everything in our life, because if we don't have gratitude for something, then it owns us, it becomes baggage, and it weighs us down. All right? Anything we can't be grateful for becomes baggage. That bratty person, family member, ex, current, whatever, if we can't have gratitude for them, we lose. They become baggage for us, and we lose. And anything we are grateful for becomes fuel, which helps your drive, okay? And so for me, motivation is just there because I look around, I look around at the world today and I just see fucking problems and chaos and just what the fuck is going on over there everywhere I look, right? On the internet, in real life, at the horizon, the pollution in the air. So I just see all these problems and that gives me massive desire to want to go and fix shit because I'm a man. And so that there we go. We have desire. I want to fix things. That's my desire. That creates drive. Okay, we're going to get out there. We're going to teach people nutrition. We're going to teach people the proper ways to lose weight and how to transport and buy bikes and vasectomy life and vegan benefits. All these things. All these things that I can do to contribute to the chaos and sadness and pain I see all around the world today. Everywhere I go, I just see, oh my God. SMH, face palming. You know, so that I just have a fucking unlimited drive, man, because I see so many problems and I have a desire to fix things, make things better. So for me, for motivation, it's like I have to turn myself off at night time and remind myself, Harley, you need to go to bed, you need to get off the internet, all right? You need to stop contributing, you need to stop doing things. And you know, so that's why I do little things like you know, maybe selling shoes or whatever, little hobbies like that. I don't need the money, but I really enjoy that sort of, you know, just to help chill down a little bit. Some people say, you shouldn't be doing that, you should be always on your goals. And yeah, I get that as well. But I find it's good just to have a little side valve, release a bit here and there. But this is working for me right now. It works for me. So that's the deal. I'm in this for the long haul, and I've been in it for the long haul. I ain't going anywhere. Yeah, as long as I'm alive, I'll still be cranking out content, because that's just like, it's easy for me to, because I have to, right? So it's easy for me to breathe because I have to. Like, you know, it's easy for me to eat because I have to. It's easy for me to go and take a piss because I have to, right? It's easy for me to go and contribute because I have to. Like, these are things that I have to do, okay? So when you tap into things that you just have to do that aren't involved breathing and, you know, basic human function, then that's when your life really kicks in. So that's where my desire comes from. I just see problems, and that gives me a lot of drive and motivation, and that's why, you know, I would be the worst parent in the world, because I'm too busy doing what I want to do, you know. And I wouldn't bring a kid in this world, because I think, man, what problems am I bringing this kid into? And there's no people, oh, you'd be great dad, how, oh, you'd be great dad. Yeah, I appreciate that compliment, but like, what's the guarantee the kid wants to be born today? What's the guarantee that kid wants to me as a fucking dad? He might be thinking, fuck you, you're a fucking weird cunt. Fuck off, you know, fair enough. It's a lottery draw, man. Having kids is the fucking lottery ticket. Don't like your girlfriend or boyfriend? Just trade them out. No worries, you know. Put them on eBay or whatever, you know, like give them to your mate. Like, easy done, but kids? Fuck, man. All right, this is where I lose people. I'd rather lose people with the truth than keep people with bullshit. Okay? Simple as that. I'd rather lose you with the truth than keep you around feeding you absolute bullshit like any other fake fucker out there on the internet with my level of subs. How many people with my level of subs, or I should say my total views is more impressive, hundreds of millions of views. How many people with my hundreds of millions of views on YouTube across the board are as honest and brutally honest with their audience about things that you need to know to help you with your life? Let me know down below. Let me know. Even Andrew Tate, who is a fantastic speaker, and I agree on some points of his and disagree on others, he doesn't tell you the truth about shit because he doesn't want to lose you. He just tells you things that other people have told you beforehand and like, yeah, I agree with that. He doesn't tell you like shit that you've never heard before. He just tells you stuff you already know, but he does it in a really good salesman, snaky sort of way because he's a fantastic speaker and he's got a lot of charisma. So, but he's just copying other people's templates. He's not telling you any real new shit like I'm telling you, okay? About vasectomies and living this way or whatever, you know, nutrition. He tells you to eat fucking carnivore diet or some bullshit. Because someone else, Joe Rogan, says that, so it's popular. I take jumps on them, whatever's popular, okay? And does it really well, unfortunately. Because some of the shit he says is just total BS, especially nutrition and denies using steroids and stuff like that. But anyway, so yeah, but guys like that give me a lot of drive because I see their audience is fucking bigger than Ben-Hur. And I'm seeing all these young dudes out there thinking Tate's natural or that you should cut carbs or cut sugar. I'm saying, oh my God, the amount of depression and fatigue and low testosterone these young men are going to experience because they listen to Andrew Tate's carb phobia advice, right? Or they're going to get chicks pregnant because they think, hey, I'm just going to run through bitches and, you know, and it's like, mate, you're going to get sperm jacked for fucking child support. You're going to just... Not even that, but Tate doesn't talk about vasectomies because no one's talking about that at that level, you know? So he's like, oh, yeah, no, I won't be the first. I'll just, so what Joe Rogan says, I'll back that up because I know that's safe, all right? He just picks easy targets. He's like a heavyweight kickboxer fighting chicks, all right? It's just like, you know, easy knockouts, man. So that's just the deal there. When your drive, you know, your drive is fueled by desire. So if your drive is low and you want to boost it, you need to tap into what are you hungry for, okay? And if you have no hunger for life, then, my friend, you are fucked. You are fucked with a capital F for fist, all right? You are fucking fucked. Just like I was fucked in Thailand, in paradise, because I was just like, what am I doing here? You know? I mean, there were so many problems, but I just didn't know how to contribute to them. I was just sort of like, just ride past something, go, that's pretty crazy. I wasn't contributing, so my drive was like fucking piss poor because my effort was piss poor, okay? So the more we put an effort into creating problems for people who are creating problems, then that's a good way. But when our effort is into creating solutions to problems that exist, you know, environmental problems, whatever problems you think need to be solved, then our drive is huge, man. You know what I mean? Just like if I see someone on the side of the road with a flat tire and they're having a bad day about it, you know, I'm going to stop and say, hey, what do you need a hand with that, you know? And all of a sudden, my drive is just so high because I want to give that person a good experience in cycling, right? I know that they're some noob dude, you know, probably watch some GCN stuff and get the wrong advice on certain things. There's cops looking for me. So I want to help them out, all right? And so I have a huge amount of drive. Like, quickly, one story to wrap it up. I remember that I was riding down the road and I saw this guy trying to get his tire back on, or tire off, one of the two. He's trying to get on or off. And he's fighting his wheel and he's got his Canyon disc brake thing, I think it was. And then I turn up. So, you okay, mate? And he looks at me and his girlfriend looks at him and they look at each other and they're like, oh, this is fucking Duran Rider. And pretend they didn't know me, but, you know, when you've been around a lot of people, you know who knows you. And he's like, no, it's okay, mate, it's okay. And I said, what are you trying to do? You're trying to get the tire on or off? And he's like, I got it. And I was like, dude, you don't have it. And I knew he didn't have it, but I knew he just thought I was a dickhead. And not, you know, but I don't care about if the thing was a dickhead. I wasn't going to write off and go, yeah, the guy thinks I'm a dickhead, I'm going to help him. I'm like, I just see a cyclist struggling with a fucking tire. Duh, I'm going to fucking help this dude. So I literally just grabbed it out of his hand, pull out, I said, he just, okay. And then I fixed it for him. Pop, pop, pop. You know, and he's like, oh, okay, you know. Actually, I think the first time I rode off, let him be, and then I came back, and he was 20 minutes later still there. That's what happened. He was still there. And his girlfriend had driven off to get the car to pick him up. And that's right. Now, she turns up, and I'm just come there at almost the same time she turned up, I think. She was just looking at me like, oh, my God. This is fucking hilarious. The universe alignment. And anyway, so I get this dude, just fix his tire for him, put it on the rim, you know. And his girlfriend's just like, you know. She went home to get the car to pick him up. Or whatever, to get the pump or something, or just, you know, like, just, you know, and I just fixed it for him. So I had a massive amount of drive to stop what I was doing because my desire to help someone fueled that drive. And that drive and that desire were way higher than me wanting to be socially accepted by someone who thought I was a douchebag or whatever. And maybe that dude still thinks I'm a douchebag, or maybe he's like, actually, I met Duran Wright in real life and he was fucking helpful and he basically saved the day, you know? So maybe he thinks that, maybe he doesn't. Or maybe he thinks I'm still a douchebag. Either way, I don't really care. All I care about was helping the situation. Being part of the solution versus part of the pollution, okay? So that's the deal there. It's all about having goals, man. And so if your goal is to lose weight, all right, then I'm your best fucking support, because I'll give you the fucking truth. I'll give you the right direction, okay? Because you have people out there who go, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to do a water fast, I'm going to do nothing, eat, I'm going to eat, blah, 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 and do all this wrong shit. I'm going to do HCG diet or paleo or carnivore or some bullshit that's going to fuck your thyroid. And the discipline, and then the metabolism just breaks down. Just broken metabolism. TSH spiked, fasting insulin spiked, insulin sensitivity through the floor, and just like, oh, what's wrong with me? And just all their hormones were whacked out. PCOS blaring, fucking bitch tits and all sorts of walrus neck and just, you know, really Cushing's disease, all these sorts of negative things, because they had the discipline, they had the desire to lose weight and they had the drive, but they were driving in the wrong fucking direction. They're basically going full gas, metabolically speaking, full gas in a Bugatti down a one-way street in Bangkok. What the fuck's going to happen? Massive crash. And so I'm the police guy on the side. No, one way street, like, get the fuck out of here, skinny bono boy, I'm going straight through. Okay, you know, so I'm that person, one way street, waving them down, turn around, they're just going straight past me, get the fuck out of the way, banana boy, you know. But I still turn up every single day on that street corner, you know, fixing the flat tires, waving people down, telling them to go the other way. You come down a one way street in your Bugatti, you know. Do what you can do. But that makes me feel good. I go to bed every night and just like, snort, just done, finished, because I've just contributed this fuck out of my day, and it feels great. So, end of the day, if you're feeling depressed or bored or whatever, largely, all right, I mean, do my protocols and you'll find fucking so much shit corrects itself. But if you're still doing my protocols, you're still thinking, something missing, I don't know, I just drive, I've got all this energy, I've got all these carbs, I'm fucking dude, but like, where's the, spinning my wheels a bit. That's because you don't know what your life purpose yet is, okay? For me, life purpose is what I've been explaining to you, just to, you know, help the animals, help the planet, help the environment, environmental stuff, clean water, clean air, good fruit, just all those things. That's my life purpose, to make a fucking difference on the planet. And so that just, boom, that's just instant. I look at any, it could be picking up plastic, that's my life purpose. It could be chucking recycling bin. It could be, you know, getting extra duration out of a tire, or getting someone to ride their bike once a week to work, or get them to eat less meat, or whatever, man. Those things give me a lot of purpose and drive. Now, the everyday person doesn't have that. Now, I understand why people are so fucked, you know, abusing drugs and just trying to escape, because their life purpose, they just feel totally worthless, because they don't know what the fucking purpose is. Okay, so that's why I really encourage people to tap into your life purpose. A good way to tap into that is just go to the slums in the Philippines, right? Or spend an entire day in a dark room. That's probably an even better one. Is an entire day in a dark room by yourself with pen and paper, a little head torch. Have your food and water. Right, don't go without food and water, otherwise you're going to be woo-hoo. So have your food and water, so your cortisol's good, so you're driven, your carbohydrates, make sure you get enough carbs, so your cortisol's okay. And then just, you know, leave the room until you've got some purpose, all right, and some direction, okay? And I also recommend going to Philippines, the slums in Manila, or the slums anywhere in the Philippines, and just see how the gratitude of the Pinays and the Pinoys is, like, blows my fucking mind. How they live over there and how they just hustle and grind. And you can walk around Davao City. You can walk around Manila. I almost said vanilla. And you can look at a young man or a young woman and they look really, you know, healthy and handsome or very, very pretty. And they're wearing their white and whites and they have slept in a fucking slum the night beforehand with open sewers and just, you'd be like, rats and just, it's just a full environment. And you would not pick them. Because they're dressed so basic and neat and nice, and their manners, and they're just so just chill, and you would not pick that they live on a couple of bucks a day in the slums in Manila or Davao, etc. You wouldn't pick it, all right? Now, you might pick the ones who are into drugs and meth, because that just fucks people up in any society, but if these people are straight, you can't pick the ones in the slums, man. It's pretty crazy, all right? You got to go to the Philippines. It's this next level over there. Not Boracay and stuff like that. But the real Philippines. Yeah, the people. The real stuff, man. What's going on over there? It's amazing life experience there. So that also sculpted me. That going to the Philippines and hanging out with Filipino people made me a better hustler at my life purpose. Because I saw how people would work. Going to hang out with Mike Arnstein in New York and live with him. That inspired me. Because I was like, fuck, Mike's on the hustle. You're getting the shit done. So hang around people who are winning, okay? And it makes such a difference, all right? And glean off that, feed off that, and it makes a huge difference. That's why I've been so successful in my life. And I judge success. It's not money. It's not how hot your girlfriend or boyfriend is. I mean, they're like successful. They're things that we like to have, how people treat you and stuff like that. But for me, success is waking up and enjoying what I've got, all right? Enjoying what I've got. Speak of the devil, that's Natasha, okay? Every day I wake up, I enjoy every fucking second. Literally.